What is a fish? Is a fish a tangible object? I'm not the only one asking this important question. The U.S. Supreme Court addressed this issue in its recent opinion in Yates versus United States. The headlines point to a fishy case, the fishy excuse, the fisherman off the hook, the fish-tossing case that stinks, angling feds, the feds that went overboard, overbroad overboard, and other fishy puns. Even justices of the Supreme Court couldn't resist citing a book from Dr. Seuss, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Sometimes, though, a fish is a red herring. Let me tell you what happened. A commercial fisherman was in his boat in federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico. As part of a routine patrol, an officer acting as a federal agent boarded the boat. He found undersized fish that should have been thrown back under the federal standard. When Yates and his boat got back to shore, some fish had mysteriously grown longer. When pressed, one of the crew admitted that Yates had told him to throw the inspected fish overboard and replace them with slightly longer fish. Yates was charged and criminally convicted. One of the statutes he allegedly violated fined or jailed anyone who, quote, knowingly destroys any record, document, or tangible object, unquote, with the intent to obstruct a federal investigator. In other words, the court had to decide whether a fish was a tangible object. The trial court said yes. It sentenced Yates to 30 days in prison and 3 years of supervised release. He now had a federal felony conviction. Yates appealed. The Court of Appeals looked it up in the dictionary. Fish were indeed tangible objects. Not so fast, said the Supreme Court. Words, the court said, are, quote, chameleons, which reflect the color of their environment, unquote. What environment are we talking about here? Well, the words tangible object are part of a statute that was written after Enron. The statute responded to corporate managers and employees who madly shredded documents in the last hours before the final spectacular collapse. The language was part of Sarbanes-Oxley, a statute dealing with corporations and corporate fraud and capital markets. The court in Yates was in an awkward position. Option one, fish are tangible objects. If so, Yates goes to jail under the statute. This is an unattractive option. The dumped fish were less than an inch short of the limit that existed at the time. That limit had even been lowered by the time of indictment. In other words, if Yates caught the same fish today, they wouldn't be undersized at all. Option two, fish are not tangible objects. The statute would not apply, but neither would common sense about the ordinary meaning of these words and about the nature of fish. The court took option two. For this statute, tangible objects are only those used to record or preserve information, not fish. Why should we care? This fight is not really about fish. It's about what law means and how courts should interpret what Congress wants, not just here, but in other statutes, too. And it is about what actions make a person a criminal. And under it all is a concern with the legitimacy of the institutions and the laws that govern us all. This is Verity Winship.